ಬೃಂದಾವನೆ ರಮಣರೇತಿ ಪ್ರಸಿದ್ಧ ಭೂಮೌ ಬೃಂದಾವನೆ ರಮಣರೇತಿ ಪ್ರಸಿದ್ಧ ಭೂಮೌ ಅತ್ರೈವ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಸುಪಾದ ಮೂಲೆ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಪರಂ ಪರಮ ಪೂರುತ ಭಕ್ತಿಯುಕ್ತಂ ದಾತ್ರೇ ಸದೈವ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ರೂಪೇ ಇಮೇ ಸದಸತಿ ೇ ಇನೆ ಸದಸತಿ ತವ ವೇದ ಸೃಷ್ಟೆ ಬೀಜಾಂಕುರ ಇವ ಅನ್ಯಾರೂಪಕ ಬೀಜಾಂಕುರಾವ ನಾನ್ಯದರೂಪಕ ಯುಕ್ತ ಸಮಕ್ಷಂ ಉಭಯತ್ರ ವಿಚಕ್ಷತೆ ತ್ವಾಂ ಯುಕ್ತ ಸಮಕ್ಷಮುಭಯತ್ರ ವಿಚಕ್ಷತೆ ತ್ವಾಂ ಯೋಗಿನಾಂ ಬನ್ನಿಂ ಇವ ದಾರುಸು ನಾನ್ಯತ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಯೋಗೇನ ಬನ್ನಿಮಿವ ದಾರುಸು ನಾನ್ಯತ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ರೂಪೇ ಇಲೆ ಸದಸತಿ ತವ ದೇವ ಸೃಷ್ಟೆ ಬೀಜಾಂಕುರಾ ವಿವನ ಚಾನ್ಯದ ರೂಪಕ ಯುಕ್ತ ಸಮಕ್ಷಮುಭಯತ್ರ ವಿಚಕ್ಷತೆ ತ್ವಾಂ ಯೋಗೇನ ವನ್ನಿಮಿವ ದಾರುಸು ನಾನ್ಯತ ಸ್ಯಾತ್
Translation. By authorized Vedic knowledge, one can see the cause and effect of the cosmic manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the cosmic manifestation is also His energy. Both of them are different energies of the Lord and nothing else. The wise man can see how the fire is spread within the wood by consideration of cause and effect. Similarly, persons engaged in devotional service understand, O my Lord, how you are both the cause and effect.
Rupe ime sadasati tava vedasiste bijam kuraviva na channa arupakasya jutta samak from Uvayatra Vichinnatita. In this book, it is Vichinnati. I think that other Vichinnati. Doesn't that anymore? Yukya Samakham Uvayatra Vichinnatita Yogena Vanni Viva Dharu Sunana Pasta. So Yogena, this word is very important in this part. There are yogena means by the means of upaya. by the means of. So, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that bhakti mama vijanati javan dasthan, only by devotional service one can understand. So here the word yogina should not be understood otherwise. If one says the jnana yogina, karma yogina, pata yogina, dhyana yogina, there are many yoga systems, one can understand that is the usual proverb nowadays. Then any means you can understand the absolute truth. You can have your own process of yoga, and you can realize God. But that is not possible. Krishna personally says, Bhakti Rama Vijana, teach. In another place, Bhakti Yuga, only through devotional service. And practically we see, there are many jnanis and dhyana yogis, kurmis, they have no clear conception of the absolute truth. Vague idea. Even in many other religious systems, they have some conception of God, not clear. But in bhakti yoga, you can understand directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna to Bhagavan Swam. There are many expansion of God. Advaita Rasyuti Anadi Ananta Rupam. He has got many forms. But this form, which we know as Krishna, that is the original Krishna, the original form. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Matta Parataram Dhanya. Although I have got many forms, but the original supreme form is Krishna. But that does not mean that the other forms of Krishna, not our manufacture, but as it is stated in this Shastra, Krishna has got many names, Ram, Govinda, Nishinga, Varaha. There are other forms. Rama, Vimuttisukala, Niyamina, Krishnan. Rama, Nishinga, Varaha. He has got many forms. Rama is also expansion of Krishna. So, these forms, we should not consider that less powerful than Krishna. Not that. But Krishna is the original form. The example is given in this Shastra. The sky is candle. Vipasri vahi satam paramabhuti siya. There are thousands of candles. So, we get one of them ignited like us, and then second, and third, and fourth, and fifth, you can go on increasing millions. Each light, each candle is equally powerful. There is no doubt. Krishna's expansion, the Vishnu Tattva, this is called Vishnu Tattva. Vipasati vahi lakam saramabhuti sya vipayati nahi tata pridavasti hetu. Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva is one. But still, just like the example, candle. One candle, first candle is Krishna. Sarvakarana kara. Govinda Mahati Purusam Tamahangaya. This is the controversy. There are sometimes controversy that you do not worship Lord Ramchandra or you do not chant the name of Ramchandra first. These are all material considerations. Either you chant Hare Ram or Hare Krishna, it does not make any difference. If you like, you can give me Hare Ram. And if you like, you can. These are, how can I say, neophyte questions. You are not chanting Hare Ram. You are making discrimination. We do not make any discrimination. We equal. But I like the form of Krishna. Anuvarja is the right. The form of Rama. But that does not mean that you like any form anyway. No. You have to go according to the direction of the Shastra. Ramadhyam, Vishnu form, they are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You have to accept the direction of the authority. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by Sanatana Goswami, how we can understand the incarnation of God. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that you will understand the incarnation of God with reference to the Shastra. Don't manufacture your incarnation of God. That is not enough. Then Sanatana Goswami wanted to say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as incarnation because in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, and not only in Srimad Bhagavatam, in many other Mahabharata and Upanishad, there is meant Mahabandhi Mahapurushi Chadanas. This Mahapurusha, Mahapurush, this Bandhi Mahapurusha, it is applicable to Lord Ramchandra. Tattva sudhisthada sudhe siddharaja lakkin dharmishriyaja patisa jadagagarasyam maya migam dhaitai chisamanna dhavas bandhi mahapurushati chadanas. This shloka is applicable to both Ramachandra and Chaitanya. Krishna is always Mahapurusha. Where Parikshit Maharaj is addressed sometimes, Mahapurusha, because he is devotee of Mahapurusha. So he is addressed as Mahapurusha, like that. So, by the Shastra indication, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is described. Krishna Varnam Sisha Krishnam Sanga Panta Kupatalam Jagai Sankirtane Prahi Jayanti Hishane. This is the most important verse indicating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna. Krishna Varnam is in the same category. And another meaning, Krishnam Varnayati, the incarnation of Krishna, who is always describing Krishna, or chanting Hare, Varnayati. Tisha Krishna, but by comparison, occupied, not black. So not black, there may be many other colors. Then which of them I shall get. That is also stated in the Shastra while making the horoscope of Krishna, Bhargamuni. He says, Idanim Krishna Tāgat, Sukra Rapta Satāpītam, Idanim Krishna Tāgat. Nanda Maharaj, your son, this child, is has now appeared as Krishna, black. Idanim Krishna Dana. Otherwise, this very child appeared in previous ages, Shukla Rakta Satha Pito. He sometimes appear in white color, sometimes red, sometimes yellow. This yellow color refers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, golden. So this is also contrast. Lord, if somebody says that he is Krishna, why is not that? No. He appears as the devotee of Krishna in golden colors. We say therefore golden colors. So Krishna varnam tisha akrishna. Sarva pangla sapasanam. He is with his soldier. Sarva. Upanga. Part of the path. Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, he directs the path. Advaita Prabhu, he is part of the path. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has his astra weapon. The astra means to Paritrana Sadhanam Vinathaya Sudhisthira. But this astra, what is that? Sankirtana. Sankirtana. Jagai Sankirtana implies Jayanti. This Hare Krishna movement is also astra of Krishna for killing these demons. But it is not like a sword, it is not acting, but it is astra. It is killing the demon, but in a different way. The demonic habits have been killed. Demonic habits. Everyone, we can understand this. How our demonic activities are being killed by this Hare Krishna. This is also. This is also. But it is being used in a different way. Because in this age, they are so fallen. So, this real astra weapon cannot be used upon them. It is already dead. So therefore, another type of astra to awaken them to life, that is Hare Krishna, Mahamantra astra. Otherwise, they are already dead. A dead horse beating the dead horse. A horse is dead, what will get by beating its feet? It is already dead. So, there are big demands. Hiranyakashipu, he was required to be killed by the males of the Lord. He appeared the ferocious lion. But here it is a teeny demon, and there is no need of bells or any soul. They have to be awakened simply by Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj says that you cannot understand in this age. In the last sloka, he said, Mauna Vrata Suta Tapo Dhyana Sadharma Vyakha Raho Japa Samadhaya Apavadhyā. The real business is Apavadhyā. Apavadhyā, I have explained this that way. simply suffer. This material life means simply suffer. Each alphabet I have explained. It is simply suffering. And the human life is a chance how to make this suffering null and void. That is all. All means to make null and power God. To make this power of the life into above. So, these 10 processes is recommended in this sastra. I already explained. Mauna, Sutta, Papa, these things are required. But they are also not direct method. You cannot understand. There are many tapasvi. Raha in Vrindavan. in fact, many devotees, they are in a very secluded place. But my Guru Maharaj did not like this process, secluded. I've discussed many times. Sometimes if you sit down in a secluded place, imitating Haridas Thakur, and then you complain, I am being disturbed in this way. What that African boy, okay? So, he is undisturbed. But you must be disturbed. Because your mind is not controlled. If you sit down to get some extra credit that I have become so great devotee, I can remain in a secluded place and chant Hare Krishna like Parivartha. It is cheating. It is cheating. You cannot do that. You cannot imitate Parivartha. He met one, a beautiful young prostitute at dead of night, and the prostitute offered her body, and he was a young man. He simply said, very nice proposal, you sit down. Let me finish my prayer. So this is not, don't talk, it's very serious. You cannot do that. I cannot do that. It's not possible. So we should not imitate Haridas Thakur. But we should, my Guru Maharaj used to say, Mantumi Kishere Vaishno. It is mental speculation that I shall do like that. I shall remain secluded place, I shall. You cannot do that. Because your mind is not yet trained up. It is for the highest perfection state. That anywhere one can sit down and chant Hare Krishna, remain at least. That is not possible for the ordinary. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj criticized. Mantumi Kishere Bhuji. Because it is not mental speculation. Therefore, he testified in his mind. My dear mind. He has become a Vaishnava. Mantumi Kishere Bhuji. Pratishtharatare Midjanaga Ghare Tava Hari Nam Kival Koito. In a secluded place, sitting down, chanting Hare Krishna for you, it is simply to give some material adoration and cheating the teaching. Yes, yes. Don't try this. All has been engaged actively in Krishna's activities. We are Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, he engages each and every one of you in some active steps. We don't advise that you have become so advanced, now you are initiated, you can sit down in one place and chant it. That is not possible. Therefore, although it is recommended in a secluded place, but that is not possible in these days. You should be always engaged in active service. Then, somewhere or other, our mind will be engaged in Krishna's lotus. That is the activities. Savai Manav Krishna, just like Maharaj Amuris, you are statesman, emperor, still you are fixing up his mind in Krishna's lotus feet. That practices of that yoga thing. If you do something, suppose you are going to distribute books, but what is the idea? It is Krishna's book, it must be distributed. So Krishna is the member. At the same time, because it is Krishna's book, if somebody purchases, if he pays something, he looks at it something, what is nonsense as it legacy. Then he will get samadhi. And if he reads war lines, he comes 100 times forward to Krishna consciousness. This is the idea. If you want, Sarvamapi Astadharmasta Pratimasa. This is fitting. And a layman, he does not know every wood. Similarly, Krishna is everywhere. Annantarastham Paramanasayantarastham. Any wood you take, there is path. Undoubtedly. Everywhere is Krishna. But Shemanu, he, Sayam, he was Purattva. If you engage yourself in service, then you see the power of Krishna there, in everywhere. Sarvatra purayatar ishtadev mutti. That's the one thing. That whatever he sees, you see Krishna. Here is microphone. Here is loudspeaker. Here is Krishna. Yes, here is Krishna, because we are speaking about Krishna through this magic. He's there. So, we have to practice this yoga according to the direction of the authorities. Then you realize Krishna. Then the cause and effect, sarva karana karanam, everything will be realized. Every moment you'll see Krishna. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanina. Santasadaiva disability. Unless we get that state, we should not imitate personality like Haridas Thakur and others. We should wait for that is the ultimate state. But we should practice and work actively for understanding Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.